Hi, I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is the weekly news wrap from In Focus. Each week, Alabama Public Television's Don Daly stops by to share two headlines and a wild card. So now let's wrap up this week's news. On Friday, our broadcast of the weekly news wrap contained an error, stating that the entire Alabama congressional delegation voted against certification of Arizona's electors. In fact, Representative Terry Sewell from Selma did not. Don Daly, welcome back. It's a brand new year, and thank you so much for joining us here at Troy Public Radio for your news wrap from your office at the State House for Alabama Public Television by Skype.
Carolyn, always a pleasure to be with you. Happy New Year, and thanks as always for having me.
What happened on Wednesday?
It has been a tumultuous week in the history of the U.S., especially in light of the violence at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. On Wednesday, the storming of the building by protesters who were upset about the coming certification of the Electoral College votes by Congress. People stormed the building. They did damage. They broke windows. They got into congressional offices, got onto the U.S. Senate floor. It was a horrifying sight for many. The U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate were quickly moved to safe places. Alabama's congressional delegation have all told stories of what a harrowing experience it was. And the investigation, of course, continues. Unfortunately, the violence at the U.S. Capitol also was deadly. We've heard of one person who was shot and killed and three other people who died from what were described as medical emergencies resulting from the storming of the U.S. Capitol. One of those people has now been identified as an Alabamian, 55-year-old Kevin Greeson of Athens, Alabama, according to reports. The issue, of course, was Congress ratifying the Electoral College presidential vote. All of the Republican members of Alabama's U.S. House delegation voted to object to the Electoral College votes in Arizona and in Pennsylvania, but ultimately they were overruled by a majority of others. In the Senate, new Senator Tommy Tuberville voted to object to the Electoral College results from Arizona. Senator Richard Shelby voted to ratify the results in that case.
Don, we of course have a radio station, WTJB, which is in Phoenix City and Columbus, so that brings in our Georgia listeners. Tie Georgia into this whole thing.
Yes, it was interesting how these two stories were running kind of parallel. Control of the U.S. Senate was on the line with these two runoffs in Georgia, and the Democratic candidates in both cases unseated the Republicans who were occupying those Georgia U.S. Senate seats. Raphael Warnock won over David Perdue, and John Ossoff won against Kelly Loeffler. That makes the Republican-Democratic split in the U.S. Senate even. And with new Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris presiding over the Senate, once she is sworn in, she would be the tie-breaking vote. So it made for a very interesting day on the political front, but also a very sad day where the violence was concerned at our U.S. Capitol.
And, of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic surge. So get us up to date on that and how you're going to tie that in on Capitol Journal tonight at 7:30 on APT.
Well, obviously, our coronavirus numbers continue to climb here in Alabama. We passed 3,000 hospitalized in Alabama from the virus this week. That's a very alarming statistic. We have dangerously low available ICU beds in hospitals across the state. And we'll address that tonight with State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris, who will return to the program. Our guests will also include Senate President Pro Tem Delmarsh of Anniston, who will reflect on the events in Washington this week. He'll also talk about plans for the upcoming legislative session and talk about his decision not to seek re-election to his Senate seat and to resign as pro tem of the Senate.
Is it possible to leave us with a wild card?
I think so. Let's talk about this winery that was discovered at a wastewater treatment plant in DeKalb County, Alabama. You know, a lot of wine that's made under questionable circumstances or maybe illegal or improper is referred to as toilet wine. This wine was being produced in secret at this DeKalb County wastewater treatment plant in the town of Rainesville. There was an arrest, and photos showed over a dozen large jugs containing red liquid, as well as fermentation buckets. pots and other winemaking equipment. But the fact that this was being done at a wastewater treatment facility has really lent new credence to the term toilet wine, as it were.
Don't you know some people are mortified if they've been drinking it? Don, I want to thank you for joining us in the new year by Skype.
Carolyn, always a pleasure. Thank you.